Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, Louisiana. And I'm author John L. Brown, and I'm going to introduce you to your host, Miss Carla Serenity Baker. And she's the lady for you today. Go, Miss Carla.
All right. I'm super excited about this Saturday to be able to be a blessing to so many people and be blessed by so many people for Uplifting Community, Real Talk of Louisiana. I'm a little stuttering right now, everybody, because I have a beautiful soul of an entrepreneur that is with us today, Miss Lakeisha Logan. Now, let me tell you guys what I like about Miss Lakeisha Logan. I met this young lady at an event or something. I don't even know. It's definitely a divine connection, and I just had to share her story. So without further ado, for Uplifting Community, Real Talk, Louisiana, let's bring on Miss Lakeisha Logan. Hello, Lakeisha.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Miss Serenity, for that beautiful introduction.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Miss Lakeisha, why don't you tell the world about a little bit about yourself?
Oh, well, I'm a New Orleanian, New Orleans, born and raised, little old girl that grew up with just love, not much money, but love was enough, and I'm here. I'm a blessing. I have a testimony, and I'm willing to share it, and I'm willing to bless others and let them know that they can do anything through Christ who strengthens them.
Amen. But here is the thing. I had to get Miss Lakeisha on this show today, John, because this young lady is not the next best entrepreneur on the rise. She is the entrepreneur on the rise, and she has beautiful why of why, what is driving her, why she's doing this, and what she has planned for Southwest Louisiana, and I actually think it's a universal blessing that she's getting ready to bless the world with. So, Miss Lakeisha, and I say Miss Lakeisha respectfully, because in my eyes, you deserve that miss in the front of your title. Why don't you tell us what your why is? Tell us your story.
My why is quite simple. I feel as though God put me on this earth to be a blessing to others and share my passion. God uses my heart, my hands, my mind to help others, and that's all I've been doing. And it seems like the more I seek Him and not myself, is the more God blesses me to be a blessing to others. And I know it may seem quite strange that everybody say that, you know, how an event planner, how are you a blessing to someone? My business is a ministry. Every day it's a ministry. My customers come to me in seeking of a relief from anxiety, from the pressure of planning an event, and a wide range of things. And so what I do is within a strict budget, I keep them within that budget. I save them money. I save them time. I save them heartache. I'm a one-stop shop. So when doing that, I always keep God in it. We pray amongst every event. We seek God's guidance first. We don't do things out of order. And through that, we end up starting off, basically, as a consultation. But a lot of times, we end up with just prayer and meditation first. But I get to know my clients on a personal relationship first, and that way I'm able to make decisions for them based on that. And through that resource, I found that it was a lot of other entrepreneurs that had the same passion as me, but they didn't have a voice. They didn't know how to portray what they wanted, what they needed. They didn't know about the resources. And so through that, I realized I want to help people. I want to help small businesses. And not just to say small, because we are big businesses. You know, that's a technical definition for small business in the business realm. But we are big businesses. You know, we serve a big God, and so we shouldn't put ourselves in a little bitty box. So I decided to just open up start an entrepreneur support group to support those business owners who have the same passion and the same goals. So okay. I would share resources because I'm a stickler for researching. I take different classes, workshops. I basically, any resource someone gives me a lead, I basically go out and I follow
yes,
up with that
does.
Lead. I follow up with that lead and I see if it's worth me sharing. I see who it fits with and I share it whom I shall share it with. There's some things that I can't share until I know if it's right, because, again, you know, all work isn't good work. Everything somebody promised you isn't a blessing from God. So I have to be sure of what I share. I have to be sure of whom I deal with. And it's just be sure of who I put, you know, in my presence, because I am a child of God. I'm a queen, and I should be treated as a queen. And everyone who's surrounded by me are queens and kings, so I take nothing less. So when I get a resource and I see it's something of substance, then I bring it to my group of friends, colleagues, entrepreneurs. And just a few weeks ago, Ms. Carla, you were involved in it, and I did a basically an event geared to presenting these entrepreneurs to the world, to the community. And that event wasn't about me. It wasn't about World Divine. It was about them and giving them that courage and that knowledge to network with other like-minded people as themselves. And Ms. Carla came out and she spoke with them and a few other ladies, and it was just a blessing. And, you know, God put the vision in my heart, you know, for a long, 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 long time. You know, I've been event planning as a hobby for 10 years, you know, and the Lord is constantly keeping, you know, putting in my dreams, keeping me up late at night, giving me visions. I have books and books full of ideas, and I just sat on it. You know, I just sat on it because I was content with the job that I was on, and I feel I didn't need to do that. I said, I'm making good money. Wait, Lord, I'm going to do it. But he kept, you know, tugging at my heart, and things weren't adding up right in my life because I was doing it just for myself. And my background.
Hold on, let me just cut you off right quick, because let's go back to how did you, that's a beautiful, she's definitely right about that. And shout out to Robin, Robin Livingston,
yes,
actually put the event on. So shout out, Robin, I hope you're listening, and everybody
Robin
else.
Robin put this last one on.
Oh,
the last one was Robin.
Okay.
Yes, the last
one
was Robin.
Right. They're all going to be, I mean, John, Louisiana, who's doing some really great things. Lakeisha, what touched my heart about you while you were going through the process of being pushed into your purpose, what I call it. Remember we talked about that? Tell the world how you were able to be, how did you come to Lafayette, by way of New Orleans? I want you to share that story so they can see that this wasn't something easy that came. You actually went through something very, very difficult to say that you have that beautiful smile and beautiful spirit. So let the world know about you living in New Orleans, being relocated, Lafayette, so forth and so on. That's what I would like for you to share.
Okay, well, first of all, you have to get uncomfortable to be comfortable.
Hello.
And so that's basically what I went through. Before Hurricane Katrina, I worked with them in the movie industry heavily, and that was my passion. I wanted to be an actress and things. So that was my passion, and that's what I was putting 100% into. And, of course, I had a family. You know, I was married, two kids, but, you know, and I didn't have God in my life, so it was strictly my career and just making money and being famous and getting big and being a household name. So I put aside God. I put aside my husband and his needs, and I just focused on myself. And because of that, you know, it ended, you know, very, you know, in a bad way. But after Hurricane Katrina happened, I evacuated to California to pursue my dream. It was actually a church in Lafayette that gifted us a ticket and a place to stay until we got on our feet. And we lost everything, but we gained a bunch of friendships. So we moved out there to California until we got on our feet. I did a couple of things in California, a couple of pilots and independent films and stand-in work and things of that sort. And I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
It was about me. It was about what I wanted. You know, it was I wanted to do. And, you know, my family came. So it was I, God nowhere near in there. I mean, I love my family. What I was doing was for my family, but I didn't put them first. So, you know, things weren't happening, weren't lining up in the household. We moved back to Louisiana at a certain point. Again, you know, things weren't lining up financially either. Of course, when you don't seek God for financial guidance, it's not going to happen. So,
that's right.
We ended up coming back to Louisiana. Things happened. My marriage ended, and praise God, today we're friends. We're over that hump, and God has blessed us with the power of forgiveness. So I just want to say that. So I came back, and you know, my world just turned upside down. So now I'm single with two kids. My support system
single
is basically gone.
You are single and safe.
Yes, single and safe. So I had to fall to my knees, Miss Carla, and I was crying, like asking God, what did I do? I'm a good person. Like, I'm a good person. I don't do anybody wrong. And everybody thinks just because they're a good person that they're going to heaven. That's not enough to be a good person.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out why me. You know, I was a good wife. I'm a good mother, a good friend. Why am I left in this situation? So I cried out to God, and, you know, I struggled for a while. I'm going to tell you this much. I didn't go straight to church. I partied. I drunk. I partied. I drunk. I dated.
Uh-oh.
I partied. I drunk. So that's what I thought I was supposed to do when you're single. You know, when you're single, you're single. You know, that was my first real relationship, love, my high school sweetheart. I'm like, okay, let's go. So, you know, that you get that urge of excitement first. So I tried to keep myself busy so I wouldn't think about what was going on in my life. So I just stayed busy. And you're not busy unless you're doing God's work. So I thought I was busy, but I really wasn't busy. And so I ended up, you know, in quite a few situations, you know, having drunken nights, you know, passing out, basically.
Oh.
Waking up, not, you know, basically people having to carry me out and dealing with, you know, in the presence of men and men's company that wasn't good for me. And, you know, I end up being raped in the process of it. And, you know, you don't want to tell anybody a story like that because, you know, they say, oh, you're drinking, partying with a guy, and you wanted that.
You
know,
have
so,
to
you know,
that.
It's like, so, yeah, I went through that, and a lot of emotional things came along with that. Didn't know who to tell, and, like, how can I explain it? You know, I have kids, you know, so it's like, who do you tell? You know, so I went into a depression, you know, thinking it was me, you know. I didn't love myself. You know, I was like, man, why is all of this happening to me? So I turned to God again. You know, I was like, look, this is not going to work. It's just too much. You know, it's too much. So a young lady that I worked with, she basically welcomed me to her church. And I was a work in progress. She had to tell me, like, okay, hold on. Certain things, you know, she found out that I sing, and so she was like, my pastor wants you to sing for her, but, you know, no secular. And I was like, okay, I think I know a gospel song. You know, I grew up heavily in the church, I would think so. You know, I love the Lord, I love music, you know, I come from a musical family. So, yes, I think I can. So that, and from there, you know, I joined the church, and it's been a blessing. And don't get me wrong, I was going to church and clubbing on Saturday. You know, I was going, you know, I'm going to just be honest in the beginning. You know, I wasn't quite right on a path. But because of that foundation and the fellowship with believers, I started getting convicted. I started slowly getting convicted. And I was like, you know what, I can't do this no more. You know, I need to stick with what the Lord says. And these are people who love me, honestly. My family lives all over. And I asked the Lord to take away friends that didn't mean anything, mean good to me, take away relationships. And he did. He stripped them away. You know, a decade long of friendships, he took them away. And those were the things that I was praising and not him. But he gave me a church, family, and friends who love me.
That new
so
beginning.
When I was holding back, saying, no, Lord, this is my friend. No, Lord, I love this man. And a whole while he was saying, no, my child, I have something better for you. So as soon as I let those things go, oh, my God, you know, things were happening in my life. It was so amazing. And, you know, I got so much of encouragement. And my pastors don't play. You know, they tell it like it is. They don't come to, they don't pity-patty you. You know, they let you know what it is. They give you the word. They give you your refill, what you need. And you go from there, and it's just a vessel. So and from that, you know, I started getting constant prayer. And eventually, you know, I came to a point where I was still, you know, being content on my job. I just still you know, I wasn't doing what he said as far as being a business owner. So I was still seeking assistance of Small Business Association in my area, doing research on the business that I wanted to open. I was taking classes. I graduated with my bachelor's in technical management, operations management. So I was little by little.
Let's say this. Now, this is what I want people to catch from you. What a lot of people don't understand or don't know, not understand but don't know, is this is a young lady. This is a young lady who was an evacuee out of New Orleans, Katrina. This is a young lady who overcame, what she just said, alcohol, divorce, finding herself. This is also the same young lady who has a college degree. This is the same young lady who was saved by God. This is the same young lady who's a single parent. This is the same young lady who has royal divine, who is blessing people, not just women, not just men, but she's blessing people with the gift that God has given her. This is why I feel like you are a blessing. You are on the rise. You are on, John, she's in the process. I can.
Yes.
I know it sounds like. Yeah, go ahead, John.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted it's about time for us to let the audience know if you want to ask a question or elaborate on something, please press 1. Okay.
Okay,
and,
say it again,
we'll
John,
let you
so
in.
Can hear.
If you want to ask the guest a question or elaborate on something she's saying, please press 1, and I'll let you in. Okay, and I wanted to also press. That's all you have to do is press 1.
No, but they don't. They may not know the number. 607. The number for them to call in, John.
Yeah, for them to call in. I can see them on the board. They already called.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I see everybody that's called. And also, I wanted to ask Miss Logan a question.
Hey, y'all.
You know, I got to ask this here. Miss Logan, after the trials and tribulation that I've just heard that you done been through, I mean, tell the audience how that inspired you to uplift the communities.
Yeah. That's good.
It inspired me because if a little old girl like me from New Orleans, public schools, not to say nothing wrong with public schools, but, you know, we go through a lot in public schools in New Orleans. If I can do it, anybody can. And I want to be the voice for people who don't think they have a voice. And I'm always loud and out there, and Roy Divine is my personal. So I want to be that voice for everyone, and I'll say it loud and proud. If I meet somebody that's a child of God and doing their thing and want to get out there and has the passion, I'm behind them 120%. So I'm that voice, and that's what God wants me to do. He wants me to be the voice for the people, to serve people. That's what I'm here to do. That's my calling, to serve. It's not about me. It's not about Royal Divine. It's not about money. It's not about fame. What I do is for the glory of God, not for myself.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you. I tell you, she's on fire. You want to take a caller?
Yes. Come on. Let's take a caller.
Well,
I'm ready.
I'm just waiting for them to press 1. And
press
then,
1, y'all. Come on. We ready.
Press 1.
I don't want to let them on and put them on the spot. You got quite a few callers right here.
Praise the Lord.
But they haven't pressed anything yet.
Guys, press 1.
Somebody ready to come on air with us.
Let's do it.
Caller, state your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, everybody. This is Robin Charles Living calling from Lafayette.
Hey, Robin.
Hi,
lady. Love you, Robin.
Love you.
Beautiful businesswoman.
I'm so proud of you guys and the movement, and Lakeisha, your interview and your testimony was everything. I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. Every
Thank
time you.
You
speak, you touch myself and a bunch of other ladies, and you inspire us. So keep going. Like Miss Carla said, you are on the rise.
Thank
yes,
you, beautiful lady. Thank you, queen.
Thank
All
you
right,
so much, Robin.
Appreciate
okay,
you,
we got
Robin.
Somebody else. Y'all ready for
right.
another caller?
Let's
yes,
take it. Let's do it.
Okay. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is LaDavia Savoy from Lafayette, Louisiana.
LaDavia, queen bee.
Yes.
That's
Go
what
ahead,
you need up there.
Yes, she is.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, LaDavia.
Hi, guys.
Hey, girl.
I just have a comment, and I just want to say that Miss Lakeisha Logan, her spirit is very contagious. When she steps into a room, she demands presence, but yet we know that she is a woman of God. And so I just want to thank her again, like Miss Robin said, for her wonderful testimony, because I know for a fact that she's touched a woman today that's going through some things. And however, we must be transparent about the things that we go through in order for others to follow in our footsteps as well as far as becoming leaders. But I just thank her today, and I thank Ms. Carla Serenity Baker for allowing us to go on the show today.
Yes.
And that she's just a blessing to everyone. And so, again, thank you, Ms. Lakeisha. You definitely touched me, and just know that do not stop what you're doing because someone is always watching.
Thank you.
Yes,
yes. Praise him for that.
So
thank you so
much,
LaDavia.
Now,
I love you.
Now, John.
Bye, guys.
John,
love
I
y'all
want
too.
You to remember.
Bye.
I love you right back, girl. Now, John, I want you to remember these beautiful young ladies who call in, because they will definitely be on the show as well. I think everybody needs to realize this. Robin, LaDavia, Natasha, Tanya Bell.
This is long.
my God. It's and if I forget anyone, please charge it to my head and not my heart. It's just, John, there's a movement happening right now. And what's happening is that beautiful women like Lakeisha and the two beautiful ladies who called, and when I say beautiful, I don't mean just the outside. It's the inside of what they're doing in this community. Because like I said before, if we as women do not start reuniting, like we're uniting now, nothing's going to change in our community. But with these young ladies,
right.
Lakeisha, Robin, LaDavia, and the rest of the young ladies, it's happening. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Can y'all do something for me? Please drag a few brothers down there in with y'all.
Yes, we do. Marvin Hogwarts, he is a part of our group. We do have guys. He is a blessing
because
to
we
us.
Need, hey, we need to get our – and you sisters are really, really making a difference. I mean, throughout the United States.
Throughout
the United States, you sisters are really, really making a difference, you know?
Yes,
that's true.
And,
yes.
We are the support system, you know.
You know, so, I'm trying to bring some brothers up in that. I know a few brothers that's making a difference.
I know plenty. Corey Jack is one, you know, an amazing guy in the community.
Shout out. So who is that?
Corey Jack.
Not as many as the queens out there.
Well, you know, the queens sit on the throne for a reason, and the queens is the strongest player on the chessboard for a reason.
Yes.
So that's why
yes.
it's so important for us to unite and for us to know our positions when it comes to who we are titled. So it's going to happen, John. It is happening.
It's going to happen. And you know what, John? I just want to say one thing. You know, the man is the leader of the household. We have to be submissive and support him. We are the support system. You know, he is the armor. We are the support system, and that's what will fail my marriage, you know. I wasn't submissive. You have to let a man be a man and take his throne. And then you support him as a woman. It shouldn't be a debate in the household who's going to win. It shouldn't be a fight over what we're going to do. You need to go to God and you pray together. Don't pray separately on the side of the bed. Don't do that. Pray together.
Don't do that.
That's
you know,
because
you don't need that division in a household. So I just want to stress that if you're trying to do something –
Go to God. Go to your husband. Be submissive. And that's a lot for us, us queens and us independent women. We don't want to go to a man. Mm-hmm. You have to, honestly. Mm-hmm. Give it up. Whatever you put in the side of your head, you know.
That's so true.
That's
did you
right.
guys see what I posted on Facebook the other day when I was tired? I said, I can't do this anymore. Single life, my tail. Where is my king?
Single life.
I am
Lord.
Going back for you. I
yes, your boy.
No, I don't want that. Enough of that. You know, he didn't pull us out the side of his reel for nothing. Come on. Where you at?
He's coming, baby.
I'm
He's coming.
My part. Well, why don't you tell us what it is you're working on, and why don't you tell them how they can get in contact with you via your social media pages, and if you have a business number you'd like to put out there.
Well, my website is www.RoyalDivineService.com. You can find me on Facebook at Royal Divine Services, Instagram, Snapchat, every social media, just tag in Royal Divine Services. I have the next event coming up with you, Miss Carla. And I don't know if
uh-huh.
you want me to disclose it too much right
Throw
now, but that's an event.
Tell them.
Faith, favor, and fashion.
That's right, baby.
We have that event coming up. Royal Divine Services and Carla Serenity is going to be major, major, major. Chains
mm-hmm.
are going to be broken that day, and people are going to get
mm-hmm.
delivered. Your time is coming. Come to that event. Anybody that wants to open up a business, that has a passion for
mm-hmm.
anything, just come out and see other people who are doing it and the guest speakers. Love, 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 love. So
yes.
I have another
yes.
event with Miss Kiara, and I'm sorry
mm-hmm.
I didn't pull up the Kishara. I didn't pull up the little page, but let's see. I have it here now. Faith.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Thanks, Mom, for love, for strength, for life. It's a Mother's Day benefit affair.
Yes.
It's May 14th, 2017, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. To support a pregnancy center and clinic as well. They're heavily involved in that. So it's dinner, entertainment, and much, much more. So come out with your mother and support that, and support these beautiful women who've been the stronghold in our community, in our households. They need to be honored. Straight up.
Yes.
So come out with that. And it's a couple of other little things. We have some more entrepreneurs who want to open up a comedy venue down here. So it's going to be a comedy show coming down. And Royal Divine Services is going to be a part of that. We need that. We need
mm-hmm.
more businesses and more. And this is a African-American couple. And so it's like, man,
oh,
that's
wow.
amazing that we're finally – knowing mm-hmm. our worth. We're finally doing what God wants
mm-hmm.
us to do. And through that revenue, people are going to see changes. You know, a lot of changes
yeah.
are going to happen. And what I find is I meet a lot of event planners. But
mm-hmm.
and we can all come together. I can't do all the events in Lafayette. So I collaborate with different event planners. You know, I'm not discouraged by them. You know, I'm not, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can work together.
Your blessing has absolutely nothing to do with theirs.
Yes, nothing to do. God bless you with a certain, you know, gift. He blessed me with a certain gift when we come together, because
mm-hmm.
everybody can't think like Royal Divine. You
That's
know, we need
right.
more people
okay.
to come in to make it happen. You know, the power
okay.
is in unity. You know, the power is
yes.
in team. So I have that, and we're basically right now I'm doing a lot of popping up at other people's events, showing support
All
to
right.
them, and not necessarily
okay, well.
About me.
Okay.
Okay, well,
so,
we got a minute
you.
Left. We got a minute left on the show. 1 minute. So go ahead on, Miss Carla. Miss Clark,
all right,
Carla,
well, first
that
of
can
all,
close us out.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say thank you so much, Lakeisha, for being
You're
our
welcome.
Special guest for this beautiful Saturday. I am so excited to see what God has in store for you. I see nothing
thank
but greatness
you.
In you. Your wisdom is way beyond your years. John, thank you so much for allowing us to have this talk show in Louisiana to bring light to beautiful young ladies and men who are doing positive
thank
things
you.
In the community. Be on the lookout for us next Saturday. We will be here with another special guest. His name, you're talking about, man, we have Desmond.
That's the next Saturday, ladies. So and men,
oh, wow.
And everyone. He's doing some amazing things, and he has a story to tell. So we want to thank you. This is Carla Serenity and Mr. John L. Brown with our special guest, LaKeisha Logan. We are signing off and wishing you many blessings from Uplifting Communities Talk Show, Louisiana.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless
you. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Good night.